Bob Chu, a retired police officer in Camden, is walking around some familiar downtown hotspots. But this time, he's armed with doorknob hangers and pamphlets.
Ma'am, would you care for a brochure?
Chu is one of several hundred volunteers throughout the state who are trying to raise awareness about opioid misuse. Partnership for a Drug-Free New Jersey organized the day-long blitz. Many of the volunteers, including Chu, have also been stopping in at doctor's offices to pass along information. Chu got involved after watching the drug epidemic worsen toward the end of his career. He thinks education is key.
See, it's everyone all in this together. You can't just go after the individuals selling the pills or taking the pills or the individuals dispensing them. You have to talk about everyone, and together, I think that we can all knock out opioid. Hey, buddy.
As a couple walks by, he hands them flyers.
Knock out opioid day today.
Oh, yeah, wish we could.
All right.
Yes, sir. Wish we could. We're working on it also.
God bless you. Take care, all right?
The Centers for Disease Control recently issued new opioid guidelines. They now advise primary care doctors to be more cautious when prescribing pills that could become addictive and to consider alternatives for treating long-term chronic pain. I'm Alana Gordon, WHYY News.